Good morning, good morning. It's Brenda Eshin Shoshana back with another episode of Zen Wisdom for Your Everyday Life. And by Zen Wisdom, I just mean the essence, the heart of all wisdom. Wisdom is wisdom. Wisdom is wisdom. Truth is truth. Clarity is clarity. From whatever stream it comes, this moment is this moment. Whatever we encounter is wisdom, is a teaching, it's a possibility, it's a seed for us to blossom. You know, we encounter so many things we don't want to encounter, and so many things we do. So, of course, we hold on tight to the things we like, so-called like, or want to encounter or experience. And we'll fight and fix and change and reject and on with all that we don't like and don't want to encounter. We just run away from it. Goodbye. Get me out of here. Why is this happening? I don't like this. What can I do to change it? What can I do to fix it? That's like a prolonged cry beneath the surface when circumstances arise that we either we fear them or we don't like them or we didn't expect that. We don't deserve that. All of that kind of thing comes up. And what can I do to change it? And if we cannot change it, we feel either hopeless or like a failure. Oh, I'm nothing, I can't change it. Well, maybe that's not the job, to change it. Maybe there's something else that needs to happen here. Maybe it's just to encounter it, to taste it, to experience it. Maybe even to say yes to circumstances that are painful. And by yes, I mean we're not fighting them off. I don't mean we're saying, yes, this is good, I like you, it's wonderful. None of that. Just here you are. Good morning. Good morning. We get up. Good morning. What will the morning bring? We don't know. But good morning. Let it be good. Let us not try to change what's coming to us. Reject it. Interfere with the flow of events. No, I'm not saying there are certain moments we can take. Very, very appropriate, positive, healthy, natural, even spontaneous action. Of course. Our response, not a reaction, but our response just comes with the flow of events, with the flow of life. It's windy. We're enjoying the breeze. It's a little too cool. We put a little sweater over our shoulders. Fine. That's what I mean. Simple. A simple response. We're thirsty. We take a glass of water if we're blessed and fortunate enough to have one. Yes. Thank you. And we give thanks for that in our heart, hopefully. Thank you. Rather than taking every single thing in the world for granted. Oh, look at that. I'm able to get a glass of water and I was thirsty. Thank you. Now, who are we thanking? What are we thanking? You discover that. That's a koan. How are we giving thanks? Another koan, a very powerful koan. Thank you. That's such a deep koan. Thank you. In Zen practice, we put our hands together and we make a little bow. It's called gassho. And it's saying thank you. It's stopping and acknowledging the moment. Really being willing to experience it. Thank you. We get to a point, at some point, we can do that even with experiences that we might not wish to have. Thank you. I'm here. I can experience it. I can grow and learn from it. And I can offer something to the experience, to the people undergoing the experience, including to myself. Now, that's a very, very interesting point. What can I offer? That's a wonderful point. Usually we think the best thing we can do is just change it, fix it, correct it. Not necessarily true. Maybe what is needed is to offer our listening, our presence, our willingness to experience it. Because, you know, I noticed something which is very, very, very fundamentally true. In our willingness to experience something fully without judging it and hating it, it changes what we're experiencing inevitably by itself. That itself, which you could call unconditional love, unconditional presence, that inevitably whatever is we offer that to, whatever we offer that to, inevitably must evolve and change. Can't stay the same. Cannot. And whatever we fight off and resist and dislike, it sticks to us. We're starting a battle, and it's fighting back, and a rigidity happens, a stuckness, a power struggle between us and that experience. Because in a strange way, all of our experiences are alive. They're alive. They're alive in us. They have an energy. They have a life of their own. And as we encounter them, we can help them to naturally change by just, in a sense, not reacting to them. Not reacting. Now, reacting and responding are two different things completely. When we react, it's a knee-jerk reaction. Boom. Get out of here. Or boom, oh my gosh, I love you. Don't leave ever, ever, ever. Those are reactions. Knee-jerk reactions coming from our personal conditioning. It's inevitable that they come up, but we don't have to give our reactions any energy. We can notice them, but not let them interfere with the experience itself. That's a very interesting and subtle and important concept. It's different from when we respond to the circumstance, and we can only respond to it after we first really have encountered it fully, listened to it fully, not through our conditioned mind, but really, really been there for it and with it, accompanied it, listened to it, allowed it to be, experienced it. Let go of wanting to change it. Just let go of wanting to change it. Wanting to change it is nothing but another reaction, a feeling. Let that go. Don't give it any credence. Insist that you are going to be for a while with this visitor that's come to you, and be with that. It will inevitably begin to change when there's that attitude toward it. And if a response is beneficial, it will automatically, naturally arise from a very different part of you, not from a reaction, but it will arise from your whole self, somewhere else. It probably will surprise you. Our responses are very surprising. They're wonderful, as opposed to our reactions. Our responses open doors which we never knew were even closed. Our responses are offering new possibilities to us and to the experience, new ways of living, of looking at it. So that's a very, very, very important distinction between our knee-jerk reactions coming from conditioning, personal conditioning, and our deeper organic responses coming from where? From where do they come? That's a koan. Where do they come from? Not from our head, not from our thinking, not from our personal needs. No, they're coming from somewhere else. That's a very beautiful place that they come from. It's beautiful. And it's unexpected. They come from, I don't want to put a word to it. This, you know, we put names and words to everything. Excuse me, hold on. We put names and words to everything, and that limits it. It makes it an idea, and it pops back into our head. Let's forget about that. Excuse me, hold on. We just live with it. We just live with the situation, and the response is actually part of the situation. So we can't predict it or label it. We just, this is about allowing life to live. I love that idea. Allow life to live. Allow yourself to live. Allow whatever comes to have its own life. And with that attitude, many, 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 many doors open. Many new, inevitable. Many new possibilities must arise. In a way, someone once said to me, it's like a prayer. I love that concept. A way of being is like a prayer. Saying yes, or saying a deep, real thank you. That could be enough of a response to change everything. If it's real, if it's heartfelt. If it arises just from the truth of what's happening right now. Just the way when you plant a seed and you water it, inevitably some kind of a blossom or a sprout will come from the seed. It's all one. The seed, the water, the sun, the blossom arising. Beautiful. Same thing with our interaction with each person and each event and each moment. It's all one. A seed, an interaction, and a willingness to allow it to have its life, and you to have your life, and for those lives to combine. Excuse me, a little sore throat today, which is fine. That's part of the moment. I'm okay. I'm feeling fine. Even with that, it's fine. You know, when we are willing to allow something deeply, it just evolves. I don't want to say dissolves, because it does, but I mean evolves. It just goes about its merry way, and the next moment is free to come, as it will. Rather than our controlling and dominating life, we dominate life. We want to dominate our experience. We have a strong wish to do so, to control it, to dictate to the person, to the event, to life itself, what I want. Well, it's that I. Who is that I want? Who's that? Meet that. Say hello to that and get to know that, the dominator. Just but when I say get to know, I mean just experience that too. Allow that too to evolve. And it will. It does. That attitude of loving, allowing, it's very healing and very beautiful for everyone concerned, or every moment concerned. The weather, the friends, bad. Maybe you're hearing news that's making you feel uneasy. Allow that to be just as it is. Of course we want the news to change, to be good, to be positive in our eyes. However, just allow it. And by that allowing, that's a way of loving. It's a way of affirming. Just allowing allows things to go on. It's not to be stuck, not to be trapped, but for the flow of life to just go on and on. And that flow itself is a very healing and a very beautiful thing to experience. You know, in our morning, in morning service in the Zendo, we had a beautiful, beautiful recitations that we made. And one of them, part of one of them was, whatever appears is the glorious light. of Tathagata. And Tathagata is another way of saying Buddha, or thus come one, he who has come. Whatever appears is the glorious light. That's so beautiful when we really dwell with it. What is that glorious light? That is what's appearing. So when we allow it to truly, deeply appear, we see beneath or beyond the surface momentary expression or form to something much more beautiful sometimes. I mean, I don't mean that's comparing this is beautiful, that's not, but something that's eternal is a better word rather than more beautiful. So we know it's very valuable to allow, and be in touch with the momentary appearance and what's within it, around it, beyond it, whatever, however you want to say that. Or you can say what it truly is, what it truly is, rather than getting caught in a little story or a reaction or a more momentary reaction. So it's time to go. Look how quickly the time goes. Look how quickly. So I wish you a beautiful, beautiful week and a week of allowing. Try to allow. Allow everything to live as it is, including yourself. Okay, take good care. And I wish you, as I said, a beautiful week. The URL for the podcast is zenwisdomtoday.com. And if you'd like to contact me about anything at all, my email is topspeaker@yahoo.com. Okay, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.